From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner denied Monday that he has anything to do in any proper context with Russia leading up to the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
President-elect's and the president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and former campaign manager Paul Manafort are also sharing information with another panel. That's the Senate Judiciary Committee. In a written statement issued before his appearance on Capitol Hill, Kushner confirmed that he, the younger Trump and Manafort, met with a Russian lawyer and other figures tied to Moscow last June, but asserted he arrived late to the meeting and heard no discussions of the presidential campaign. At least 35 people have been killed in a Taliban car bombing, with dozens more injured in the Afghan capital Kabul. An Interior Ministry spokesman, while confirming the casualties, explained that Obama rammed his explosives-laden vehicle into a minibus packed with civilian government workers in the western part of the city. The blast took place while the bus was passing through a crowded marketplace, inflicting casualties on shopkeepers and passers-by, according to eyewitnesses. In Pakistan, a suspected suicide bomber in the eastern city of Lahore has killed at least 26 people and wounded around 50 others. Monday's attack occurred in a busy marketplace where local administration workers were trying to remove illegal makeshift shops near government buildings. Citing security concerns, police were escorting the workers to deter protesters. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the violence. This is VOA News.